This year's economic development report for Africa has been launched. The report outlines the continent's development needs, external debt dynamics and sustainability, as well as modalities for financing development projects. Launching the report on behalf of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, the manager partner for CISADA, a management consultancy firm, Philip Kobina, said the report will be meaningful to countries' economic actors to analyze it critically and implement the recommendations. Joyce Jechi reports.
The Economic Development in Africa report analyzes the continent's development challenges and policy issues of interest to countries. It makes policy recommendations for action by African countries themselves and by the international community to overcome their development challenges. One major highlight of the report is the amount the continent will need annually to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. The report, which was compiled in November last year, mentioned Ghana, Chad, and Mauritania as countries labeled as highest risk of debt distress. This happens when the baseline scenario and stress test indicate protracted default on debt. The countries, however, do not face any repayment difficulties. Mr. Philip Kobina, who represented UNCTAD, summarizes the report.
Africa is striving to provide infrastructural development for most of its countries. To look at the issues therein in Africa's development finance needs, it will go on to address the issue of external debt dynamics and then debt sustainability within the context of development. Now, along this trajectory, domestic debt dynamics has also played a very significant role. It used to be the reliance on overseas development assistance and then external debts within the period when we had the HIPIC relief initiative as well as the multilateral debt relief initiative. Under those periods, there was vast inflows of external debt. But along the way, African countries have come increasingly to accept domestic resource mobilization for development. It's a preferred option to the traditional sources of funds.
He said with Ghana's status as middle-income country, development assistance have been dwindling and foreign borrowing is not sustainable due to the depreciation of the cedi. He noted that internal borrowing, public-private partnership, is the way forward. Mr. Kobina explains why too much borrowing can be useful as well as problematic.
Borrowing or debt financing is not bad. However, the extent to which you are using debt financing to finance productive activities that will generate returns in the future would go to inure to your benefit. But if you borrow and then you use the resources for recurrent expenditure, then, you are not turning the resources around.
The report mentions remittances and diaspora savings as an opportunity for development finance, cutting off illicit financial flows as some of the measures to address the country's debt situation.